sweatpants on.
You're going to get hop-ons.
Oh, you know what I just realized about the headphones? We could have just run one line out into your headphone splitter and not had to fuck with the headphones. Where were you on that one?
I don't know.
Well, it's working.
Go. I want to kill myself. Okay.
There you go.
This is our third mixer, and it's working.
You said you're going to kill yourself.
Thankfully, we have a Zoom.
We have a Zoom.
We have no backup.
A Zoom?
So hopefully.
We have no backup recording, no stream. We're in our studio. We have all this fancy shit, but it doesn't matter. This being all the monitors and the streaming computer and recording computer. Mixer 1 from several years ago has a bad channel. There's four people, so we can't avoid the bad channel. Mixer 2.
From even older ago.
Nope.
This is our oldest.
Yeah, I said
mixer.
From several years ago already.
What's the other one?
The newer one.
That's 3.
Whatever.
Mixer 3?
That one isn't working because I don't understand USBs. And 5, 4, 3. Yeah, we're recording. 2.
So I'm typing on Facebook.
Good.
Remember how you said, "Hey, let the people know." So
I know
you started before I said I was ready.
I know. It's called multitask.
Mabba
blabba.
Mazel tov.
Tony and Larry are here.
Hola.
Hi.
Both of them.
What?
Oh God. Okay. Using the Zoom recorder. I have
can't drink sewage,
on.
Obviously.
Obviously. Thank you for whoever made those drops.
You're welcome.
Okay,
because it wasn't me.
Good job.
Stay out of this.
From the recent News with Nick, where you can hear it, newswithnick.com, or just PCL, and you get it there, too. It's way easier just to pay us to get it.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way you should get all content. Anyway, I'm turning this mixer off because it's distracting. I don't even know how to turn it off. There we go. Jesus Christ, you guys. All right.
So next time we...
Timer!
Next time we put a router around the edge of the table, move all the electronic equipment the fuck out the room.
Oh, a wood router.
Like a wood router, not an internet router.
I was confused.
You stupid nerd.
Why'd you do this inside anyhow?
Because the table was mobile. Built. No, it's not.
And it doesn't go outside of any doors.
There's a garage door.
They're currently looking at doors just in case that maybe we have giant doors.
I don't
or
believe
something.
You
weren't familiar with doors.
Try to get my exits down in case I get raped.
Yeah. Always good to know.
I like have my back towards a door.
This is episode 325 of a fucking horrible podcast you're listening to. Everything's
you're listening to. Larry.
Andrew.
You just got back from Ohio.
See.
Where people go to carry things or lift things.
Yeah. It's a big competition of put up and put downs.
What's it called?
Put up, put downs.
No, it's not.
what's
it called?
Oh, it was the Ohio Iron City Challenge. No, old school Iron Challenge. That's
this is the Iron City.
Yeah, it was the old school Iron Challenge.
Oh, so there was a former Iron City until Pittsburgh was made.
Yeah, it was a new school challenge.
It's the older one. They're upriver.
In Indiana.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
So how did you expect to do at this event?
I just wanted to not red light all my lifts.
What's that mean?
Red light?
Means that lift doesn't count. So you did something wrong, form, rules.
Oh,
so wow.
It's very regular. There's 3 judges watching you at all times.
Uh-huh.
And if you do something wrong, as pertains to that lift, you get red lighted.
So it's not just lifting.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you can be.
So it's not like, here's 400 pounds, figure it out.
Yeah.
You actually have to do things properly.
Yeah, there's form. Like when you squat, you got to go slightly below parallel, come back up.
Yeah,
you have to continuously travel up, so you can't, hesitate, come down a little
like
bit.
Mario out of the roof?
Get some leverage and go. Yeah. There's a lot of little nuances.
So did you achieve your goal? Did you red light?
I red lighted 2 out of 9.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Which
pretty good
still gave me...
It's like a C?
Yeah. Still gave me numbers
on
every lift.
B.
C plus.
B minus.
So, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. First one in the bags. I got one coming up in June and one in September.
Okay.
Where is that at?
June's Pittsburgh, downtown.
Ooh.
We should go watch Larry
downtown.
And take photos.
We should rent an Airbnb for it.
Put him on the show.
You guys should paint your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, God, hang support. On.
We need 4 more guys.
L-A-R. We need 2 more people.
We need 2 more dudes. Or chicks.
Or 3.
Maybe some chicks.
Larry-O.
Got to support the team. You need Lars.
No, that doesn't work.
Lair.
With 2 R's?
Lair.
Oh, I'm thinking, no, 3 people. Oh. Shit.
Go Devils. Favorite sports team.
So, all right. I'm trying to think. Did we
autism confirm?
Did we ever go back and conclude your car choice, Tony?
No. No, this is the first I've been on since that PCO.
All right. In 9 seconds, what'd you get and why?
Mazda 6 sedan. I liked it. It was cool. Money was good.
All right. Good deal.
Wife happy.
Wife happy. That's important, too. I feel like all I DBJs. Do is piss your wife off.
What's that?
I feel like all I do is make your wife upset at me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not trying to. Right. I don't feel like I'm being offensive. I feel like I'm being a nice adult friend.
You're just a difficult man.
How am I difficult? I play with your kid. He likes me. I push him around so you guys don't have to.
You were drunk and you were having fun.
Yeah, I was drunk and I was having fun.
I'm not that bad of a person.
But why did she get so mad?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
something's up.
Injured man.
I am. I'm offended.
You're being difficult.
I'm not being difficult.
You're offended by her being offended?
Yeah.
Nah.
I used to be difficult. I'm not difficult.
Used
anymore.
To be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for her.
Oh, I see. You've just moved on to other people.
Yeah.
Being difficult.
Yeah, I get all my difficulty out on you. I don't carry it over to their house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do. God damn it.
Rebuttal?
That's a real bummer.
Oh, okay.
It is. Anyway. So, okay.
No comment from the audience.
Mazda 6 is good. Lifting was good. Mostly green lights.
White, technically, but yes.
White lights?
Yeah.
Why is there red and
white?
Wait
a minute. You can't have red lights and white lights.
Well, I think they judge white as superior to red.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking commies.
Whenever you get red, you can turn white and take land over.
Right. You come bearing blankets.
Also,
with AIDS.
Red is when they stop bringing you the meat at those restaurants that they have on a stick.
Oh, the Brazilian restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a restaurant in Cleveland called Braa Grill, and it was Brazilian. I thought it was amazing.
Ah.
It was Braa's Grill.
Yeah, I really like those places. But
they just cook up women's underwear for you?
I wish.
And put it on a plate. Braa Grill.
They specialize in the panty raid.
So, that's something... Like
Beavers, not Hooters.
Yeah.
Something we didn't get into
fetish.
On the last show, Puke, that I kind of wanted to.
What's that?
Fetish
Andrew?
Food?
Fetish food.
Is okay, we just talked about me being difficult.
Uh-huh.
But...
Now it's my turn?
Yeah. You're pretty difficult, too. And I have to say,
uh-huh.
I'm thinking about our relationship as roommates compared to previous roommate relationships I've had.
Uh-huh. You need to take it to the next level?
I've had good ones and bad ones.
It's getting saucy.
We should make this official. There's all kinds of tax benefits and, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You guys aren't the same size. You can't share clothes.
No.
Can I ask why Larry has a spatula?
It's the only bottle opener we found.
There's
upstairs.
One right here on the table.
Upstairs.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is or where it came from.
It's a spatula.
When I get a beer out of the fridge, I don't want to walk downstairs to open it. I want to open it.
Immediately?
Immediately.
The amount of leverage you get on this?
Yeah, that's a lot of leverage.
I think there's also bottle openers hanging upstairs next to the fridge.
Details.
Anyway.
You guys are going to become roomies with benefits.
No. I think back to 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I had a roommate. Larry and Tony know him. His name's Chad. And that was a horrible roommate situation.
Oh.
Because you tend to take on some traits of your roommates. Like, Larry and I lived together, and I don't think we really had any problems. Like, there were some sleep schedule conflicts, and, you know, I turned in my dad, and I didn't like the stomping.
Shut up there.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't think there was any real problems.
I don't remember any.
Yeah, exactly.
If there was, they're not important now, because I don't remember them.
Right. But my Chad roommate situation... All I can remember is constant conflict. And it was because...
Is this at the White House in Newcastle?
Yes.
Okay.
And prior to that, at Tony's sister-in-law's house, too, when he lived in my closet. But Chad was that guy who would do those asshole things. Like, just think of any asshole move that a shitty friend does, and that was Chad. But that you can get over. That doesn't really have to play into the roommate dynamic.
Okay.
However... Here's how the last few months of us living together was basically
all right, here we go.
Us keeping score about everything. Like,
just a bunch of petty shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, I packed the bowl last time. It's your turn. You took too big of a hit. A lot of weed related stuff. You took too big of a hit off that pipe.
just regular adult fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I emptied the trash last 19 times. Now it's your turn. By the way, I take it to the dumpster every time, or I burn it in the trash burn barrel. We didn't pay for trash pickup.
Is which roommate are you talking about?
Chad.
I was very confused. I was like, we didn't smoke weed at all.
Yeah, I'm saying,
and we don't have a burn pit.
I'm contrasting
Sounds like
the
some good weed.
But no, Chad and I were always keeping score. Like, we would both be sitting there on the couch and be like, okay, let's play some NHL.
Okay.
Like the hockey game for Xbox.
Yeah.
And then we'd realize the remote's all the way across the room. So rather than one of us just simply going to get it, there was a 10-minute argument about who owed who what.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
retarded.
The problem is, going and getting the controllers or turning on the Xbox or plugging it into the TV doesn't necessarily equate to cleaning up the kitchen or
no,
taking
the trash
out.
It's pretty simple to pick up a small thing.
Yes, but it's very hard to keep score when nothing is equal.
Okay.
Like, if we just had a chalkboard.
You should have had Evernote with a spreadsheet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If we had a spreadsheet.
But
I barely even had a computer.
If they were too lazy to go across the room to get the controller,
exactly.
There was no spreadsheet happening.
Spreadsheet's way out of fucking bounds.
I opened the document last time.
Yeah, that's what it would have turned into.
I saved it to the C drive.
And I don't think I'm that lazy of a person because like back in 2004 and 2005, I had a roommate, Jim, and he was a super neat freak, and I kept that place very neat.
The crumbs.
Yeah. I was always worried about crumbs. But I kept the place very, very neat, and it
That's
wasn't a
gay.
Problem. But then living with Chad, the place was a fucking mess, and I don't think it was my fault. Was it my fault? I mean, partially my fault, mostly his fault.
I don't. Well, Chad's not here to defend himself, so I don't
know. He doesn't need. No one can defend him.
No.
What's the final scorecard say?
Yeah. Andrew, 1,000,000. Chad, 4.
I think Chad said it was 6, so.
Okay. But no, Chad, got addicted to computer games.
Okay.
And then the trash would just pile and spread.
Oh.
There's a lot of dog messes piling and spreading as
well.
That
too.
Oh.
Because he wouldn't let the dog out. I was away at work for 20 hours. And
okay.
All he had to do was let the dog out. Like, I even made it so there was a leash that came up to the door. He wouldn't even have to go outside.
Yeah. That was a bridge too far, huh?
Okay. Many bridges too far.
How do you open the door?
Yeah, exactly. How do you open the door from your computer desk? You can't do it.
He should have had an actuator with
a gopher.
Huh?
Gophers. Trained gophers?
The robotic
the
plastic arm.
The gator grip.
Yeah.
The arm extender.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just looking for one of our gopher toys to make noise. I can't reach any of them.
It's a way to play grab ass without any legal repercussions.
There it is.
So anyway, I'm glad that dynamic doesn't exist anymore, and living with puke is pretty all right. However, every once in a while, we talked about me being difficult, and this is turnabout, which is play, fairly.
Autism confirmed.
So, a few nights ago,
yes,
or last week or something, we walked in, and I hear you constantly talking to your Alexa about the weather.
Yeah.
Like every day, you're having a conversation with her about the weather.
It goes something like this.
You're learning small
Alexa,
talk.
Alexa, what's the weather?
Like I think you're practicing small talk with the computer.
Yeah.
And so I walked in, and I was thinking about like the next day and if we could go disc golfing or something. I'm trying to make an entertaining plan for us. So I said, Puke, is it going to be nice tomorrow? And your response was shouting about how the fuck you should know.
Yeah. I think I was in the middle of trying to hook up the TV for the so we could watch a hockey game.
Yep.
And so I was in the middle of doing something frustrating. I couldn't get the HDMI to go into the port. So I was in the middle of something that was annoying me. And then you asked me a question. And my first immediate response is to be angry at everything in the world. And then you said, what the fuck? I mean, you always know what the weather is. And as I thought about it, I was like, I do. I do usually know what the weather is.
Your response was, how the fuck would I know? That was your response.
Uh-huh. And
I pointed out that you tend to get angry about lots of non-angering things.
I don't know if they're non-angering things. They clearly make me angry, so they're angering things. But it made me realize, then I got depressed because I was like, oh, yeah, this is how my dad was.
Yeah. See, I just get mad about stomping. Like your cat stomped
earlier.
Do I stomp? Oh,
yeah? And you scream?
Does your cat stomp?
I've never heard a cat that was more elephant-like in my entire life.
Your cat is too damn loud.
Yeah, we need kitten mittens. Yep.
Holy shit, that's a thing.
That's what we need.
But, good job. I feel like shit.
That wasn't my intention.
Mission accomplished. I think it was.
I think it was your intention. Yeah. It's in the show notes.
Yeah.
This is premeditated.
Puke put those in the show notes, actually.
Yeah. I think you get annoyed at things, too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like my Alexa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That. Fuck it. That thing's so stupid.
And that's the end of that conversation.
It's so stupid, but Andrew wants to use it indirectly.
We've discussed it a million times. What do you mean I want to use it indirectly?
You're like, Puke, what's the weather? You always know what the weather is from that thing that's stupid.
Right, but if it wasn't for that, he would just be checking it on his computer or his phone or his tablet or his watch.
I have a watch now I can check
Ooh.
It on.
Yeah, he's got four other devices to check weather on.
I have most of these devices, too.
I have a computer, a phone, and a watch. Yeah, you're right. I have three.
Can you check the weather on your watch?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
What about your phone?
What the fuck you yep. asking me for?
What about your computer?
Maybe.
What about looking outside?
Yeah. What about the fucking window?
No, it's blacked out.
I think that's what annoys me is you ask a question that's like, you know, hey, how do I look up a thing on Google instead of just Googling it? I mean, that's a weird example, but it's...
Google's a crutch.
In the time, you know, or in the moment, that bothers the shit out of me. Because I'm like, oh, fucking no. I'm trying to get an HDMI port plugged in.
No, you just need to be super passive about it. Let me Google that for you.
Oh, right.
There's a website for that.
Yeah, if you're very passive-aggressive-y about it, I would get the hint much better.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So the next time you ask me about the weather, I'm just going to, like, throw the trash in your room?
What?
That's passive-aggressive, isn't it?
No,
or is that directly aggressive?
That's direct.
Yeah, aggressive. Be less direct.
Right.
But I wouldn't understand it, though, so it's kind of indirect.
That's pretty direct.
That's pretty
yeah,
aggressive.
Sometimes. But, yeah. No, you're aware of it, and I think since then you've been trying to work on it.
I think I've been trying to work on it my whole life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it doesn't work easily.
I don't know. I think it's a matter of positivity.
Like, I have none of that.
Tony's a pretty positive guy.
Sure am.
Yeah, you're always up. See? I don't know. You're very upbeat.
What the fuck do I have to be depressed about? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't do me any good being mean and cynical. And
no, it doesn't. But
being
it's
shitty to people.
You know why Tony is? He's got a jerk-off bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
It's
the beatatorium.
The stache.
What?
The beat stache.
Puke has a jack station.
Yeah.
It used to be a more elaborate jack station. No, when you had your little U-shaped desk and monitors and arms and all kinds of...
Oh, I still have a pretty decent desk now.
I got drains within, you know, 40 or within 30 inches of me if I'm sitting in the center. three different drains.
What?
Yeah, shower drain, the sink drain, the toilet.
Oh, wow. You can just like, shoot it all over the place.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
In the shower, you can wipe it down. You wipe down the whole bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have more drains, Andrew. You have a separate tub and a shower.
Oh, yeah.
So don't talk to me. And you have two layers of separation. You've got your bedroom door and your bathroom door inside the bedroom.
I leave all doors open.
Jizzy monster.
Jizzy monster.
Stand in the middle of the bathroom and just go around.
Tornado.
Yeah, jizzy monster.
yellow or white jizzy monster?
Yeah, instead of yellow pee-pee monster.
And he's got that big screen. He can just turn towards the bathroom and Chromecast some porn to it.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about this.
You could have your own sensual bath, open up a can of beer.
See, for the most part, my bedroom door, it stays open. Like, I come out of the bathroom and I go, I got to find clothes.
Hopefully,
Puke doesn't walk back here. There's no reason for him to walk back.
The only reason would be to go to the porch.
Oh, yeah.
So, as long as it's cold or raining or something, you're fine.
Okay.
I don't think I have any reason to go to the porch.
Yeah, I got to start closing that door.
On occasion, that'd be handy.
Because, again, I'm only nervous naked when I'm alone.
Yeah. But at the same time, your fucking desk in the office is facing my section of the house. So if I go from my bedroom to the bathroom naked, you're going to get a bunch of ass. So good luck with that.
Good thing he's at his jerk-off station.
Yeah.
Oh, that's across from his desk. But we don't face each other, so it's fine.
So, Larry, you live in a tiny house with your lady friend.
It's not a tiny house.
It's pretty tiny. It's not a tiny house.
Right? Right.
It's like a... 1,100 square feet.
Oh, okay.
It's very adequate house for two people and a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A cat.
Fenced in quarter acre.
Is it a quarter acre?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's close-ish.
No one knows what an acre looks like.
No, I've never seen an acorn.
It's all right. What else we got?
Have you guys ever noticed people that talk into a phone?
Oh, my God, I hate
and
that.
They don't hold it up to their fucking ear? I see this a lot.
Yeah, probably because their screen is cracked and they'll bleed their face if they hold their phone up to their ear.
Oh, I wonder if that's what it is. I constantly see people where they just hold their phone up like a piece of pizza to their face. and they're talking into it. I see it while they're driving or while they're walking. I'm like, wouldn't it be easier if you just held it up to your ear like a normal phone? Mm. And then these people, what's
really there's another level to that because it's always on speakerphone too. So
right.
Yeah.
And if they're in public and around other people.
Oh, yeah, that's unacceptable.
I'm curious, do they hope that their conversation will be overheard by others and, like, other people will give a fuck? Are they just super narcissistic? What's the deal with this?
Yeah, they're unaware of their surroundings and they don't care about other people.
Uh-oh. Larry's laughing. What happened?
No, nothing.
Explain.
It's racist. I can't.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You can't just stop the show and not explain.
I thought Tony knew this joke.
What? No one knows this joke.
Effing enters.
Why are black people always on the phone?
Why? We don't know.
Because they hope their dad's calling.
You just made that up.
No.
No. That is
a good one.
Highly offensive.
You should have been around for the racist judge episode.
Mm. Yeah. That was last week.
Yep.
PCL only at peakofthegame.com/VIP.
Yeah, learn how I turn into a racist judge.
Help us out. Sign up for as little as $5 a month. Or you can give us more if you want. Get extra content and shit. It's awesome. When we put out extra content, sometimes we're lazy.
So totally worth the dollars.
Yeah, well, hey, you're supporting the show so we can keep doing this, so we can keep buying mixers.
Yep.
Well, the drink mixers, not the actual audio mixers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We should stop
alcoholics.
Spending it. Hey, technically, we're up front with that. We part of your contribution to the show is just to get us booze. Because that's how we fuel the show.
So you're
through booze.
Basically like a homeless person.
Yeah. No. We're like a GoFundMe page for a homeless person.
Thanks.
That needs to be a...
Thanks, Captain Falco 86.
So I
just find it insane. I don't understand. Like, I hate people that don't know how to use things.
Yeah,
I don't see how that's any easier to do, to just hold it out from your ear on speakerphone.
And you always see it in a car.
Yeah.
And you know that car has Bluetooth.
That's what I'd love to know too. Is like you can just talk.
Oh yeah, I see people talking on their phone in their car all the time, and look at their car, and it's brand fucking new.
Exactly. So they haven't hooked up Bluetooth.
I have a truck where I don't have Bluetooth. I mean, I do, but the truck's so noisy.
Oh,
yeah. I can't use the mic that I put in. So I do the speakerphone talking.
Oh, you're one of them.
But I don't do it in public, and I do it like around the house. Like, I'm looking at my phone, reading an email, and talking to somebody, or pulling up something relevant to the conversation for work.
Oh, I never thought about that. Is that what people could be doing?
That's what I'm doing usually, or I'm playing a game while I'm listening to someone boring.
You're playing video games on your phone while talking on the phone?
Or looking at Bring a Trailer.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Now we know why Andrew's not attentive on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I totally just zone out and someone's just talking. And I just do the uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, I'll pay enough attention to capture one or two words. That way, if they ever try and call me out for not paying attention, I repeat back one statement they said.
Yeah.
They should make an app for your phone. There's Cliff Notes of conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And it can go straight to text.
Transcribes it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, just get somebody at the NSA. They'll.
I have that voicemail to text on my phone.
Yeah.
Where, like, every voicemail is in text form. Is that on all phones now?
Yeah. Mine's through Verizon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much on everything.
So I think it's through every carrier. I'm sure everybody has.
I started paying for it years and years ago. Like when it was new to me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they still make you pay for it.
Oh.
Verizon there's ways to do it. Like,
it's like a $2.
I forward mine to a Google Voice number.
Uh-huh.
That sounds complicated.
So, like, after, like, the fifth ring on my phone, it actually forwards to Google Voice, which immediately goes to a voicemail.
Yeah, my immediately Google Messages does it just automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fancy. And then it gets every 15th word wrong.
Yeah.
So you're reading. Mine does really well, actually.
Yeah, mine does well, but it's still comical.
Yeah, you get the context of it.
Yeah, right. But on this app, you can be like, it would just highlight, like, angry about friend Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
And then just ask, Andrew's, why are you angry, like, at Stephanie?
I heard you say thee and be. I'm in the conversation. Those are words that you said.
It doesn't translate it right, and it'd be amazing.
So, I don't know. I think, okay, a few weeks ago when I was in South Carolina, I was in a shitty hotel with no carpet. They were hardwood floor or like linoleum floors.
That's bizarre.
It was real bizarre. Gross. I think it's so they could hose down the jizz. But
was this a brothel?
There was a Mexican or Puerto Rican or somebody in the hallway speaking not English, real loud on speakerphone. I could hear every bit
that
of their conversation.
That is not English.
Including the other person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, they were just in the hallway, and it was just bouncing off all the hard surfaces straight into my ears.
I'm going to take the next step. I'm gonna carry around my Bluetooth speaker on Bluetooth, and I'm going to talk into that and have it at, like, full volume.
What if you carried around an 80s Sony boombox?
Yeah.
Oh, and adapt a Bluetooth into it.
Yeah.
But no. The adapter you have to use is the tape adapter.
I would just buy one of the Bluetooth speakers that looks like an 80s boombox.
Oh, that is probably a thing.
It'd be a lot faster, yeah.
No way. You have to have 20 D-cell batteries and a ghetto blaster on your shoulder.
All right. D-cell batteries. That's a workout.
That way people know you're rich.
You know, speaking of these vintage, cool, retro things, I was thinking yesterday.
Speaking of batteries.
Someday in the not-too-distant future.
Zunes.
Well, that.
Zune 2.
It's going to be cool and hip to have a car with a key that you have to turn in an ignition.
Oh, right, because everything's going to be keyless.
Everything's a fob.
Mm-hmm.
Like my car, I still turn it, but it's a fob.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
There's a little switch on my fob that releases a super tiny little key.
Backup key.
Like a valet key or something.
No, the battery dies.
Oh, yeah.
You still have a way to get in.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Idiot.
But it's going to be cool to...
In Mercedes, you can take that little thing out and use that key in that hole, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I like it. I play with it in my pocket all the time while I'm talking to people.
Like a switchblade?
Yeah, kind of.
Where is the actual ignition switch in the Mazda? Because
there isn't one.
It's behind your button.
If you like in a Mazda, that's only the button. And so if your battery like dies on your fob, you hold it against the button.
Yeah.
And then there's just barely enough signal somehow.
That actually works because my battery died in my fob, and I held it right next to it, and it worked.
Ooh,
but my car also warned me. It's like, battery low, and I ignored it for a week. Then it's like, uh-oh.
You got to read your instruction manual there.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, like someday in the not-too-distant future, like Porsche or some high-end company is going to be like...
With a key.
With a key.
Yeah, and it'll be like a really nice, fancy
key.
It'll
have like
something.
An engraving on it or something.
Yeah. It'll be solid gold. And then bend in your pocket, and you're like, no!
Or it'll melt if you put it on the dashboard.
think of all like the hipsters getting money. All the stupid shit that's going to come back out.
No, there already is. There's time. Everything's all artisan and fancy, and we all fall for it in some form or another.
Yeah, but most of the stuff's generally the same price.
Yeah, I guess so.
But there's no like...
And we've gotten past the artisan point. Now all the big companies are buying up all the little things that are cool and hip, and they're just...
That's happened forever and ever and ever, though.
Like Chipotle is McDonald's.
No, it's not anymore.
Okay, well, it was.
McDonald's started it, and then they separated.
Oh, they started it in the first place? Wow.
Yeah.
All those suckers.
They were a major investor, and they're like, this isn't going to pan out.
Oh, okay.
And they got out of it.
And now they contaminate all the fresh vegetables with salmonella or whatever.
Yeah, they keep getting all these issues. Yeah.
That's what the cool guys are doing.
Yeah. It's hip to be infected by E. coli with a romaine lettuce.
You know, speaking of cars... I think now would be a good time to bring this up. So,
okay.
Lemons race.
Let's wait 5 minutes.
What's that?
5 minutes seems like a better time.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. Fill 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good time.
So, we got this Saab, this 1999.
Yeah.
Right?
99
Saab 9.3 turbo. Similar to the convertibles that Jerry Seinfeld drove in Seinfeld, many seasons of such.
He did?
Yep.
Not a Porsche.
Nope.
No, never.
Never drove a Porsche in Seinfeld.
There was always a Porsche in Seinfeld.
He had a 5 Series at one point.
In the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the posters.
So, anywho, we got this Saab for lemons. I bought it from our former racing friend, Murph. Well, I guess he's still our racing friend.
Yeah, he's not a former friend. He's just, we don't live anywhere near him.
We had a falling out. No.
After we bought this Saab, we said, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I was like, $480, you screwed me.
He sold you a lemon.
He did. No, actually, no. The car always ran fine, except for when Tony left the brake pedal down and burnt the battery out.
Good job, Tony.
Recently. But anyway.
Fuck me for working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit.
But... We're all kind of a part of this, and hopefully we can make it to a race by the end of the year.
At some point the wheels will never come off again, though. That's what I'm afraid of.
We did have a hell of a time getting the wheels off. But what I wanted to discuss was, in Lemons, it's a very novelty kind of racing series, and you have to have a theme for your team. And we have a black four-door hatchback Saab. Saabs, for those of you who don't know, are Swedish cars. They're kind of funky.
They are funky.
actually, they're very funky. What should our team theme be? My initial thought on this was always Seinfeld, because it was in Seinfeld.
Okay.
And the car is a black Saab, so you don't have to dress the car up. Many teams dress the cars up and go all crazy like.
Right. Dress the drivers up. We can cosplay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Characters. Oh. I call not Elaine.
Andrew's definitely George.
I'm definitely George. Yeah. I mean, that's the best one to be.
Tony B. Kramer.
I could be a Jerry.
Yeah.
Why can't I be
but Jerry?
Jerry
sounds like Larry.
As the tallest guy.
I would have to dye my hair, but Tony makes a good Kramer.
I'm fine. I'll be a Kramer.
Tony's skinny enough. You got to be Kramer.
And Puke.
Puke could be
I'll be a Lane.
Skinny Newman.
Larry could be oh, Larry yeah, could Newman. Be Putty.
High five.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Putty's a buff dude, too.
Yeah, Putty doesn't have any lines, though. I just like
carry around. He's the best lines. He's got some great lines.
I just carry around a roast beef and say high five. Actually, I'm in for this.
You got to get that cool jacket.
You can paint your face.
Feels like an Arby's night.
There you go. Yeah. So who appears?
Don't leave me hanging.
I mean,
what, Joe Davola.
What was?
You can dress up as a clown. Yeah, or we could be. Oh, we could all be.
Who's the comedian?
Characters.
Who's Banya? The comedian?
Tim Watley.
Yeah, Banya.
Like Banya. Just carry around a jar of Ovaltine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But sounds like it would get tiring.
And you always want to go to Mindy's.
Okay.
In fact, we should make
soup
you a
doesn't
Mindy's
count
jacket. Yeah.
To the idiot mobile.
There we go. Have the idiot mobile.
Oh yeah.
But
I feel like we can easily screen print some sticker like the holy stickers that rednecks put in the back of their truck cab.
Yeah, the window stickers.
Yeah, the ones
you
see through.
See through from the
yeah,
inside.
But you could put these on the side windows, a different character on each window, and that could be our car dress up.
There's that famous scene where we're all in the car at the mall.
Yeah.
And it has all the main characters.
Oh, we can get an air conditioner box and stuff it in the trunk.
Ooh.
But that's Kramer's car.
Yeah, that's Kramer's car. We need like an old Ford LTD or some shit.
What if we get,
still.
What if we tie Jerry to the back of it when he's doing the mandibong?
Yeah. We'll drive around the paddock. Oh, but I was thinking about this. Like, we could go nuts with stickers and stuff. Think about all of the businesses that were in Seinfeld. Mandelbaum's Gym.
No bagel, no
bagel. Oh, for sponsors?
Yeah. Top of the muffin to you.
Yeah. We can
Soup
do
Nazi.
You can do Top Gear style.
What's the video rental place?
I don't know.
Or the bakery.
Jerry's Chicken.
Or the bodega.
Yeah. And then there was
Jerry's Chicken.
Was it Jerry's Chicken?
Or Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was because it was Little Jerry was a chicken.
Yeah.
What was the sign that had the giant red light?
Okay. Yeah. Kenny Rogers Chicken.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
U.S. Postal Service.
Kruger Industries.
Or
Vandalay Industries.
Oh, Vandalay.
Yeah.
For sure. We could make a logo. He's a graphic designer.
The New York Mets.
What's
know.
The
is that who Jerry or
George did work for the Mets and he worked for the Yankees.
Oh, both. Okay.
What was the diner there always
Monks.
At? Monks?
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, there's
Soup
endless.
Nazi.
Yeah, I said Soup Nazi already.
Okay.
I want to make a Nazi logo.
Mindy's obviously.
I just want to make a goddamn swastika.
Just a humongous swastika with a little tiny like soup Seinfeld soup Nazi. But
what about the catalog
Elaine
worked for?
Yeah, what was it? Peterman.
Yeah, J. Peterman catalog. And who was the old?
Mr. Pitt.
What did he sell?
I don't know.
What was his company?
Pits.
He was obsessed with socks though.
Yeah, I know. And pens and a good pencil.
Pencil. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So that's.
There's enough there.
A lot.
And
there.
I think it's easy.
I don't think we change that because there's enough material.
However, yes, and it would entertain the shit out of us just even thinking about it.
And the people we race with are probably going to be older than us.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, oh, yeah.
They'll get it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be got. And if it's not, fuck them. They don't even deserve to know.
Right.
But however, yesterday, I think it was Puke had a good idea while we were working on the Saab. So Saab, what's the... You know, where do they come from? What's the origins of Saab, Larry?
They were an airplane manufacturer.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Jet engines only, right?
No, they make jets.
Well, they make jets, but their origin was just jets. I don't think they ever did prop planes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the
probably
subtext,
not because their byline or tagline has always been, as far as I know, born of jets.
I thought it was born from jets.
Fuck. To the Google.
Porn and jets.
I was going to say bored of jets.
But how can we turn that into a whole theme?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea there.
We could have motors on the side and have one of them that blew out and have a mannequin hanging half out of a window.
We can make a smoke machine.
It's, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's born from.
Is that too soon?
Probably. But.
So, another idea.
You can constantly change that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the latest airplane tragedy is, you can play off of.
Or we could, Malaysian Airlines? Just do a camo print on it.
Make it hard to find?
Yeah.
Or lose it in the ocean?
We could stuff a dead dog in it.
Oh, that's
Oh, yeah.
Dogs dying is always way sadder than any real tragedy.
That's going to smell. A 24-hour race is, I don't think we want that.
Okay.
But
plus, who has a dog that's ready to die? Tony?
Animal hospitals.
Yeah.
We could also theme it after
Swedish Fish.
The bobsled team.
Oh, Swedish Fish.
From Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah.
But what?
Just because it was black.
What's the connection?
They're black.
Just because
their sled was black.
Oh, that's so close.
And we could just do a little bit of stickers on it.
And we can blast reggae.
Yeah, we could play reggae. We could dress up in those suits. What are they called? Leotards?
Leotards. We can talk on our cell phones and speakerphone.
Tony could have a lucky egg.
Is that from the movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'll piss myself?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Tony would have to piss himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Senka.
Senka, you dead?
Yeah, man.
So, I don't know. Do we have any other ideas for themes, or do we think we like Seinfeld?
Or we can do Swedish racial stereotypes.
Fish and meatballs.
Two of us dress up as hot blondes.
That's what I was thinking, too. But, like, IKEA is so on the nose.
Yeah,
it's very
exactly.
level one for a theme.
So Swedish Fish and meatballs, I think.
Yeah. We make everything a sauna.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we could do, like, a Swedish design theme, but that's nothing funny about it.
No.
No,
it'd be... And I think it'd be too esoteric for anybody to understand.
Right. And I think we're all getting excited about Seinfeld. So
yeah.
That seems like a
clear leader.
Idea, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, there's points awarded for creativity. Saab, Seinfeld. It's a loose connection, but there's a lot you can
close
play on
enough.
That.
And yeah. We can get creative with all the references and things
like
that.
Yeah, any car guy knows that Jerry had Saabs.
And it's creative on the cheap, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a lot of investment. Yes, exactly.
Mentally, physically, financially, nothing.
The car cost $500, but all these stickers was $2,000.
Well, right. Like, we had a friend who lemons the Mustang, and they put, like, a giant tractor-trailer front-end thing on it.
I don't remember that.
It was made out of, like, wood.
Oh.
But still.
Seems like a lot of work, yeah.
And then he did dress up as the guitar player from Mad Max and had a flame-throwing guitar.
That was kinda cool. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You mean the guy from Rock Band?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate dressing up.
You liked it on Halloween?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Not really. I mean, it was fine once it was done,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. Putting all the effort of, like, thinking about how to make a costume, I don't understand why people enjoy that. It's so much work.
Yeah, that's why other people do it.
And it's never good enough.
The only reason you like doing it is because you go to a party where a girl's going to dress like a whore. So, like, yeah, I'm gonna dress up, too.
I don't have to dress up to go to that party.
We didn't do that.
Lazy guy.
Yeah, we didn't.
No, I mean, me and Puke this year.
Oh.
We dressed up way more than I ever have in my entire life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this when you're Uncle Fester?
Yes.
Yeah, Puke was Fester. I was Gomez, and I had the easiest costume.
Yeah, he just bought a suit.
Yeah.
Andrew just dressed up like his dad.
No, my dad's like that.
Me and Sarah did Gomez and Morticia 10 years ago.
Were you Morticia?
No.
Oh.
Not as much fun.
Well, because Morticia was taller than Gomez.
Yeah. Whatever. And I'm not actually Gomez, so.
Oh, damn. Yeah, no, it worked for me and Nick, because Nick was very tall and really wanted to wear a dress.
Yeah,
heels helped.
Not very tall, but
do his own
with heels,
makeup
he was
and
tall.
Such,
yeah.
And
but it worked
wear
out
heels,
nice.
Yeah. Huh? Show notes.
I'm looking.
Andrew went to the mall. Puke went to the mall?
We both went to a mall,
well,
and I thought that was interesting, because I haven't been inside of a mall in years.
Wait, which one?
South Hills Village.
Oh.
Well, all the malls I've been into in the
should've
past.
Should have gone to Century 3.
Yeah, everyone knows Century 3 is where it's at if you want heroin.
Oh, anyway.
Noted.
Every mall I've been into in the past decade has been like a ghost town.
Yeah. Looks like Left 4 Dead. Yeah, the one map in Left 4 Dead 2, I think.
Never played that
Never
game.
Played.
But I can guess it's about zombies being left for dead.
But, no.
It was full of people and stores that
it
were open.
It looked exactly the same as it did 20 years ago. It was unreal.
That I cannot confirm.
Yeah, and it looked the same. It was just like less, what's the Sam Goody and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Is that a store?
Yeah, right. It's CD store. Less CD stores.
Yeah.
Than 20 years ago.
More jewelry and clothing.
And Apple stores.
Oh, yeah, there was an Apple store. I walked by an Apple store, and I was like, wow.
Apple stores are packed still.
Yeah, I don't know
why. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
But don't we all know?
What's that?
Get it? You have iPhones and iPads.
No, old people. They help old people use Macs.
It must
oh,
be
really?
What it is. Yeah. And you can go in there, and like they just have Macs set up so you can like play with them, kind of like at Best Buy. And I think a lot of people just go in there and upload dick pics and email them from random accounts.
Well, that's fun.
What else did you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
but I had fun people watching. That was kind of interesting.
What if everybody's there to people watch?
Well, some of them are too ugly to be the Pearson people. Well, I guess they could people watch. They were like, wow, look at that person's not morbidly obese eating an ice cream cone sitting here.
Why did he pass the ice cream stand? That's weird.
I did see one of the mall security guards, though, looked like he should have been from Central Casting on a movie because he was the dorkiest, skinniest looking like mall cop. And I'm just like, wow, he probably gets harassed by teenagers all day long. It was sad when I thought about it. But it's interesting, yeah. Malls. Why do people go there? I don't know. We went there like old people to walk.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we needed some place to walk, I guess.
Getting our steps in.
Steps in.
And I bought a video game, like an old person, from a store.
Yeah.
Like an old person.
You walked and bought physical media?
Yeah. NHL 18. Can't play it.
Oh. Speaking of hockey.
Uh-huh.
So we've been watching hockey lately. It's playoff season. For those of you who don't know, and Puke's realizing that hockey is actually a good game.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than football?
That's a yes.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. It's certainly way more exciting because football is...
Therefore better.
I always thought football was boring until I got the that NFL package you can buy where you can watch the games after they've aired. And they take out all the commercials. Yeah, they take out the commercials, so it just like it takes.
So what's
an hour
like
and a
4 minutes long?
Yeah, what's the thing where they say the actual time the ball is in play or moving is something like in a 60-minute game, it's 10 minutes or 11 minutes,
or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
But I do like to get to see the plays where people bash into each other real hard. But hockey has that too.
Yeah.
And fights.
Yeah.
Every play.
Yeah.
Separate fights.
And it's a lot more exciting because it's not like. With football, it's like they play one game, and if the team had like a bad game? Then they're out? They're just done?
Well, no, they're not done. I mean,
pretty much.
It's the Super Bowl.
Or the playoffs.
That's the Super Bowl.
Well, they don't do the best of seven.
That isn't the Super Bowl.
That's right.
But I don't know. I mean, hockey, you look forward to it, and you're like, oh, like today, the Penguins lost.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Still fun to watch.
Yeah, it's still fun to watch, and there's more games coming up.
Right, because they have best of four out of seven or some shit.
The first team to four. So okay. Best of seven.
What happens if they make it to seven games and nobody's made four wins?
Sudden death.
What? You can't. It's numerically
impossible.
Is that
why impossible. There's an odd number, four and seven?
Yes. It's mathematically impossible to finish the seventh game without one team having four wins.
Does they have ties in hockey like soccer?
No.
Oh.
They don't wear ties.
That's the coaches
coach
do. It's very... Oh. Yeah, fuck you, Belichick.
Pierre.
Go look at a hockey coach for
hey,
once.
You just hear between the glass? I'm Pierre.
He's the best.
But no, I've been really enjoying hockey lately, and I grew up on it, and then I just tuned out for a long, long time. I'm not really sure why. I think because everyone I knew was like, oh, sports ball, I'm a dick.
Yeah, because we were living in New Hampshire where all of the libertarian nerds were like, sports are just a construct to make you distracted from the real things that matter, like politics.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
And then you
fuck
just obsess
you,
about
you
that.
Obnoxious piece of shit, yeah. Yeah, it turns out libertarians are really fucking annoying most of the time.
For the most part.
Yeah, I mean,
just,
not
no,
all.
It's not so much
it's just...
that. It's that everything gets ruined. Like, they ruin everything.
Yeah? How so?
Like...
By just taking life seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that noise.
You can't pull the good things out of anything anymore because there's always a subtext. Some kind of negative, pessimistic subtext.
Right. It's always something like, oh, the stadiums are paid for by the taxpayer, or it's distracting you from the things. And
Yeah, and I would just prefer to not know about that. Unfortunately, yesterday I found out that yeah, the city funded the Penguins Arena.
Yeah, that's every city arena everywhere since God knows when.
But from a city standpoint, it's an investment. It makes them a lot of money.
Yeah, but I don't care.
The city, yeah.
But the city, yeah, fuck the city. The people. Already, yeah. It's a great investment for the gang of people with an armed police force that takes your money.
Found the libertarian.
They'll throw you in a cage.
Sports ball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so living here is a lot more fun because I try to pay less. I still follow all my friends and such on Facebook, and they're always talking about politics, this, that, and the other, and I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. It's nice.
Oh, whatever. This way.
I tune it out, and I bottle it up, and then I let loose on people who don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit. Oh, afterwards. You mean like coworkers?
Mm.
I get in arguments with coworkers. I had a coworker that was talking about like it should be illegal for companies to charge like so much more.
Then what?
Then what it costs them to make a thing? Because he was looking up car parts, and he's like, this one website had it for $100, and this other website was marked up like 200 more. That seems like price gouging. And I was like, nope, that's just pricing. They're allowed to price it.
Yeah, or manufacturing costs.
Yeah. And it was a sad conversation. I was like, oh, people are dumb.
Yeah.
So,
whatever. Well, isn't that what Trump did with the tariffs?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, tariffs are bad, but...
Just in reverse, instead of putting a cap on the pricing.
Yeah. You're just not allowed to buy it.
Well, or you're allowed to buy it. You just tax the competing price.
You know what's fun in hockey?
What?
Is when two guys mash into each other real hard.
Real straight-like.
Yeah. Tony.
What up?
I noticed your kid started talking a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking a whole lot now. Like, I'm amazed. Every time I see him.
Most of them are words, too.
He just has a lot more words.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah, there's some meaning behind it. So now we really have to watch what we say and watch and do and mm-hmm. stuff. So,
oh, is he picking up on words like stupid motherfucking cocksucking kikes?
Yeah, well, he didn't say kike yet.
Oh.
But the rest
I
of
was
it.
Screaming that in your house the other day. And I was like, oh, I feel like.
He likes saying Andrew a lot.
Yeah, he's good at that word.
Yeah. I was trying to get him to say puke.
Yeah, he kept calling me poop. I'm pretty certain that's what he was saying.
Yeah, so that's fun. He can actually express what he wants.
Yeah.
And, it's a lot easier for us. And all I have to do is not swear, which is, all right, I shouldn't swear on children anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, I live with...
fuck them, they'll learn.
The Garcia's kids, and I tried to not swear, but it wasn't that easy.
Why is
you,
that?
You checked yourself yesterday pretty good.
Once, and then I fucked up right after.
Oh.
Like, oh, good, I didn't fucking swear.
Yeah.
It's something similar to that.
And I was drunk.
You know what's weird? Why do we not want kids to say all the words that we say as soon as we're like teenagers?
Jesus.
You ever think about that?
Not Jesus.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's funny. Like, why do we have word? It's a strange human quirk where like we have
because nobody wants the kid that teaches the other kid the words.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be that parent?
I think it's manners, though.
That's true.
Like, you don't go in public like hey, polite. What's up, fucker?
Yeah. Well, I do. I'm not good at curbing my cursing.
I don't know. From my perspective, I think you're pretty great if you're the dad with the kid who does that. Like, that'd be fun. I'd want to invite your kid
you
everywhere.
Could, you see the YouTube videos of the little kid who's like saying curse words, mm-hmm. and the parents are laughing, and then everybody watches on YouTube, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, that kid's a piece of shit."
No, no one thinks that.
No,
I think it's cute and fun.
No,
well, if they don't, they're uptight.
They think it's the parent.
Right, you're a bad parent because the kid knows curse words.
The parent is to thank.
Mm.
What if you taught your kid, like, teach your kid words that are not real words, but make him think they're bad words?
Mm.
And then when he goes to school, he'll teach the other kids these bad words that you're not supposed to say, but nobody will know what the word is. Like, spoon face? Keep calling him. Call that Asian kid.
We can call things the wrong things all the time, and he'll just be an idiot when he figures it out.
Oh, that's true. He'll be.
Yeah.
He'll be.
I mean, he calls his dick his bits.
Oh,
and his
well,
bits.
Pretty good.
Well, that's actually true.
And you say, Roan, where's your bits? And he'll grab his bits. And so that's the word for that now.
He'll grab his bits and be like, right here, motherfucker.
When people talk about a little bit of this or a little bit of that, or give me this bit. And
hey, give me a little bit of that macaroni, and then your kids.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's going to confuse him in a year or two.
I feel like he's going to end up on the wrong side of the Me Too movement.
My dad told me to grab my bits.
Or he'll become a mumble rapper.
Yeah.
Where it's popular to grab your bits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you're going with that.
No.
Chicken and bits.
But where we should go is to break.
Oh, right.
And when we come back, I have a game for the three of you to play.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
So during the break, you're going to hear a clip from the PCL. What do you think it is? Racist Judge?
Oh, yeah. Let's do Racist Judge.
Racist Judge, where I had to judge children.
What yeah. Up? Last week, you got a PCL from Nick's. Latest news with Nick. You got part one. I think it was only part one of Brett interviewed Zach Slayback with Andrew here in
yeah,
our studio.
Part two is coming out, too.
Part two is coming out soon. And then we have Andrew went to an event where he judged children. Or teenagers, I guess. He was very judgmental.
Frank Reynolds.
Got a break!
And so we're going to go. Oh, God.
Don't diddle kids.
All I could think about was, I want to go to carpentry class for like a month. I want to go to HVAC class for like a month. I want to go to welding class. I could weld shit onto my house.
As one does, yeah.
I can repair things for my house. I could weld a new,
Guys, we gotta stop. Sorry, this guy is in my driveway.
I like him.
What?
We gotta stop for a minute.
Can
I'm
we go?
Sorry.
Can we go interview him?
No.
Bring him on the show.
I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wow, this is the first time the show has been interrupted by a tractor in a driveway.
I think Brett has flipped them off. We're watching a silent video of Brett making hand motions and what I assume is talking to Tractor Man.
Yeah. Oh, it's a new character, folks.
Oh, it's not even a cool tractor. It's just a riding lawnmower. I thought it was like a tractor. That is the weakest excuse for a tractor. And it's yeah. bright red. Tractors yeah. are green with yellow wheels and they're big.
Not if they're New Holland.
Did you see that?
Yeah, is he mowing your lawn?
No, he just needs the tractor to get around.
Where is it? What, around to what?
I think he rides it around in his house.
Puke's just looking for drops, so I'll start the second half.
I don't know where my... Oh, there it is!
I don't know if I want to get into the game quite yet. I wanted to talk
what
about...
Fuck?
The upcoming trip.
I wrote paper!
Do it.
I'm doing so much traveling.
He had a pin.
Lately. Phoenix, South Carolina. Pretty soon I'm going to New Orleans.
Spinning!
Brett's...
Orleans, huh?
Yeah, Brett's having another one of his events.
Oh.
Like he went to...
Fuck yeah!
California for
Do I have
a few
to bring
ago.
A tie?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to the event. We're just along for the ride.
But yeah, if I had a tie, would that be okay?
Larry's going, for those of you who couldn't put that together already.
You'd have to have a tie and like $300 for the ticket or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was kind of expensive.
Andrew, we should try to sneak in.
Oh, we should. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard.
Just wear a pass on your neck and do the thing.
Yeah,
from
you
Wayne's
got a
World.
VIP. Yeah, yeah, VIP. Yeah.
Oh, I have lanyards. I'm loaded with lanyards from all these events I go to for work.
Loaded with lanyards.
So
how aren't you swimming with ladies right now?
Lanyard man.
Because of the lanyards?
Yeah.
Do lanyards equate to ladies?
Coffee's for closers.
Like, I'm going to lay you with a lanyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you use it to choke them out.
You're
going to
be in New Orleans. Yeah.
I'm just going to throw lanyards at people.
Ah.
With my room number on it.
We got to go to the French Quarter and just throw them off the second floor.
Just yeah. make a million copies of your room key.
That doesn't sound good.
No. Yeah. What's the worst could happen?
Speaking of room key.
Murder.
Larry convinced me to Airbnb.
Oh.
So I don't know if we have a room key.
We have a room code.
House key.
That's gay.
No.
No, we had to get the one with two beds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Larry did try putting us in a one bed place first. He's like, what do you think of this place? And I'm like, it looks great, except for there's no kitchen and there's one bed.
I got mixed messages.
So, no, initially we were going to fly down, and then Brett took a long time to confirm what he wanted to do and went to buy plane tickets, and there were no more direct flights, and the flights were super expensive. So we're going to drive the super long 1,100-mile drive down, me, Brett, and Larry.
Three guys. It'll be all right.
Yeah, we can bang out one big long shot. And if we are going through Nashville, Larry suggested we get lunch there. I like that idea. I've never been to Nashville before.
Nashville, the best lunch.
Tony's
probably.
Been
there. Barbecue.
Yeah, a couple times, yeah.
How fantastic. Was the food?
Yeah.
Great, fantastic.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking.
I've
barbecue.
Been to Nashville.
You get that spicy chicken.
Yeah.
Once.
And
Nashville hot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good music.
biscuits.
Yeah.
A lot of blues clubs.
If we're driving through, like that's like the one place I would want to stop out of all the places.
Arby's?
Along the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also going through, what's the one place Forrest Gump was in Alabama?
Greenville.
You could do a distillery tour, too.
Could, but I don't really want to do that.
Wait a minute, you're going to Alabama?
We're going through it.
Birmingham.
Or Mississippi. Like right
I've been to Birmingham.
I'm going to a map.
I went to, what the hell was it? Some kind of motorsports park with a giant collection of motorcycles and lotuses.
It was the largest collection of lotuses in the country.
Told you.
Wow, now I feel as dumb as my lady that cut my hair this week.
Did you know that Minnesota...
is a state.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting my hair cut, and I was, you know, you chit-chat. And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, it's better than New Hampshire or something like that. And she's like, you're from New Hampshire? I said, no, I'm from Arkansas and something, something. And she was like, oh, that must be cold. Do you like the cold or something like that? And I was like... yeah, Arkansas, no, not that cold at all. And she's like, really? Arkansas sounds like a cold place. Like, no, it's two states south of here, so it's not bad.
So,
yeah, hairdressers, not smart.
Ding, ding. Sorry, Tony is doing...
Tony's trying to kill somebody or something off mic.
Anyway, there's a can of canned air. Tony was trying to secretly... let's make me give it to him so he could spray somebody. And then Larry offered to pass it to Tony, so I gave it to Larry. And now they're fighting with a spatula and a can of air.
It doesn't work.
It does if you turn it upside down.
He knows how it works.
There we go.
So, anyway.
Oh, I got cut.
Larry's cut by a spatula. Great audio, guys. Cut it out. So,
cut my finger off.
If any listeners have any suggestions as to what we should do or check out in New Orleans, please let us know because we have... very little time left before we go. We're leaving in like a week and a half.
The lost city of New Orleans.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't drown.
It's going to be underwater.
It's going to be super hot there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I saw like 80s.
Who here has been to New Orleans?
No one.
Okay, fair enough.
I drove through it once.
When you come back, you'll be calling it Nawlins.
Yeah.
We had some Creole and some Beehole.
We need to find Morgan Freeman. He's down there, right? You know... apparently, I'm the world's foremost expert on Morgan Freeman because of the first trivia night where I had to argue with Dave, former host of the co-host of the show, because he thought my logic for why I knew what language Morgan Freeman spoke was not sound logic.
Yeah, who the fuck is Dave?
Dave former with the van. Co-host? Van Dave. He was on the show.
Not a co-host.
A guest.
He was
whatever.
A guest. Yeah. Like, former co-host of the show. I'm like, what?
That guy
fuck?
We had on once.
How drunk am I? I don't remember a Dave at all.
Yep. So... anyway, Morgan Freeman, New Orleans.
He is bleeding.
Larry's bleeding.
We got a bleeder.
So I made a game for the show for us after Puke takes a photo of his blood. Larry's salting his wound. So you haven't done a game in a while. So I thought I'd write
That's
one.
Correct.
And I didn't know what to call it other than the I'm a Narcissistic Prick game.
Oh.
Because it's all about me.
That would be narcissistic of you.
But you guys are all good friends.
Do you know the answers to these questions?
I do.
Do you?
They were hard to figure out, though.
Do you?
Yeah. I wrote them down.
If any of them are your dick number.
No. Oh, that would be a good one.
None of us would know that.
Yeah.
We definitely don't know that one.
So I've known Larry since I was 7 years old. I've known Tony since I was 12 years old.
That's gay.
And Puke lives with me. And has basically been at my house like every weekend for the past 6 years.
Yeah, I might as well have lived with you for more than that.
Pretty much, yeah. We've traveled all over and done all kinds of shit. So,
correct.
On this game, we find out who my real friends are out of the three of you.
Only one of you really can.
So.
And we've established that I already lost this game once.
Oh, yeah. You don't. I can't believe you lost that badly.
Ralph Fiennes, though.
If I lose this game, New Orleans is going to be real awkward.
So, okay. The way it's going to work is I'm going to ask a multiple choice question.
Okay.
And
multiple choice, huh?
The multiple choice will be A, B, or C.
You lost.
You guys all have pen and paper. Write down your answers, hand them in, and then I will read the winner, and I will explain why you're wrong, probably.
Okay. One big, massive squirt.
Okay. So, we all know that I bought a fancy car a few months ago. This is question one, by the way.
Yeah, your 10-year-old car.
What do you mean 10 years
so
old?
So fancy. I don't know. How old
seven.
Is
it? Seven.
Well, I was way off.
No one knows it's 7 years old.
They just know it's a Mercedes.
Yeah. I feel very upper class. It's pushing me to be a better person. I want to be the kind of person who drives a Mercedes.
Spinning!
Yeah, that's a good point. Me too. I wish I could afford a new one.
Yeah, so do I, and I wouldn't buy a new one.
Not even the...
AMG GT.
Yeah.
Well, if I could afford that, then no, yes. I wouldn't buy it.
Really?
No, I'd buy it used.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm liking this car a lot. A lot of things I was skeptical about.
Okay.
Because it goes against many of Andrew Carr traditions, like only ever buying Japanese cars.
Yeah. You got that Asian fever?
Yeah. I mean, I had a Ford Flex once, but...
If you like Germans, what's that called? If Asian's yellow fever.
That's called white power.
Deutsch fever. I don't know. But...
Deutsch fever.
What do you guys...
Das ist Schlockenburgen.
Based on what you've heard me talk about on this car, and possibly on this show... What do you think I appreciate most about my car? A, the style of it.
Okay.
B, the acceleration out of that big V8.
Ooh.
Or C, the high-speed cruising ability of it.
Ugh.
So I guess like on the highway, like how it handles, you know, going fast. So A, style. Mm-hmm. B, acceleration. C, high-speed cruising. Hand in your answers.
What'd you put down, Tony?
Wait. What'd you put down?
Give me your...
Give him the paper.
Put D.
All right. So Larry put down B, acceleration. Wrong.
Oh.
Tony put down C, high speed cruising. No, that's correct. And Puke, I figured Puke would get this one right because he rides with me the most.
Yeah.
Puke put down C, high speed cruising.
Real also, friends.
Also correct.
Yeah, get out, Larry.
Fuck you guys.
So Tony and Puke get one.
Larry gets negative one.
But I see where Larry's coming from, though, because Andrew does talk about
how... He always
how
talks about, like, oh, it's so it's much got, power.
It doesn't have to downshift to go up a hill.
No, it doesn't. And then I get in other cars, and I'm like, oh, this thing's gutless.
Yeah, my Mazda 3 is a pile of shit.
Every car is a pile of shit now.
You're a pile of shit.
Like, I get in my truck, which used to surprise the hell out of me with its power.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I got a V8 truck.
Yeah.
That's like
but,
a leadest thing to say.
And now I'm like, oh, this thing's got to rev to 3,000 RPMs to get, you know, to accelerate hard? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I find myself tacking out the truck all the time. It's unnecessary.
Like now, you mean?
Yeah.
After the Mercedes?
After just being able to surge forward effortlessly. But, yeah, the acceleration is a good guess. I do like the styling a lot, though, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I really love the styling of that car.
I mean, it's not bad. I didn't think it would be your top five things.
Mm.
Yeah, because you like hideous shit from the 80s and early 90s, so.
Okay, I think... Out of the four people here, who thinks cars like the original MR2 is hideous shit from the 80s?
Go with all the guys pounding their fists into their palm right now.
Yeah,
about the twist.
Yeah. Oh right, he's got to do the twist.
Oh yeah, the collar grab.
The MR2 is not bad, but you like shit like that fucking Saab 9.3, which is just hideous.
Ooh.
I think the Saab's good looking
who
too.
Who likes that fucking Saab?
The first 900s with the louvers.
From the 70s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
We appreciate good styling. We don't need things to be all streamlined and new and designed by fucking robots for safety.
I do.
We don't need hoods that are a mile from the engine block so when you hit people, there's a cushion.
Oh, you mean,
enough.
You mean vertically.
Don't get you started on the shit.
All
right.
Your blood pressure's going
up. Never stop.
Next question, Larry. You're behind. Okay, from favorite to most favorite, in what order would Andrew rank these John Cusack movies?
No, God.
Oh, God.
A, okay, so this is going to take a little memory here.
I don't even know if I know these movies.
A, Grifters, Better Off Dead, High Fidelity. B, Better Off Dead, Grifters, High Fidelity. Or C, Grifters, High Fidelity, or Better, and then Better Off Dead.
Give me A again.
Which is worse?
Worse is first.
Oh.
Last is best.
Oh, okay.
Grifters, Better Off Dead, High Fidelity. That's A. B, Better Off Dead, Grifters, High Fidelity. C, Grifters, High Fidelity, Better Off Dead. So Tony is the first to submit his answer. Larry is writing way too many letters.
he's still writing a lot.
That's a lot of nuts!
That was a lot of loud. Okay, and Larry,
drops.
You wrote nothing.
Oh, no, Larry, come on.
So Larry wrote, A, also Tony is gay.
Ooh, it rhymes.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Larry. You're an awful friend so far. Oh, Tony God. Also wrote A.
Wait, which part?
Puke also wrote A.
Oh, no. Oh,
I understand why. So basically, what was your second choice, guys?
High Fidelity's the favorite, correcto?
Grifters.
So
yeah, I have no idea.
If High Fidelity is the favorite, and A had High Fidelity as the favorite, so yeah. Did B, and A was wrong, that means Better Off Dead, Grifters, High Fidelity. You think I like Grifters better than Better Off Dead?
Yeah, I don't
you
know tell what Grifters me. Is. So.
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
Grifters was an early 90s John Cusack movie with Ray Romano. And
who's the woman?
Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
Morticia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh.
So, no, the answer was C. Grifters, not a bad movie, just certainly not in the realm of High Fidelity and Better Off Dead. Then High Fidelity. Then Better Off Dead.
Okay.
And you could argue that High Fidelity is objectively a better movie, but it's not what's objectively a better movie. It's what I like
right,
better.
What you like
it's
best.
All about
yeah,
you.
Sure.
It is all about me.
It is the narcissistic game.
Didn't you once try to lure a girl with the radio? The John Cusack move.
That was say anything and no.
he's denying it.
I think Tony was Lloyd Dobler.
I dressed up as Lloyd Dobler once Halloween.
Who'd you do that to? Didn't you go to someone's house and play the radio outside there?
Did we fuck around and do that to Kristen Green one time?
Oh yeah, that was it.
Boner. So here's my argument. High Fidelity, while it is a great movie, and this was a hard decision. What do I like better, High Fidelity or Better Off Dead? High Fidelity, I like the most depending on my mood. Better Off Dead is always, like, I'm not always in the mood for High Fidelity. If I'm depressed or angry or sad, I want to watch High Fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm depressed, angry, sad, or happy, I want to watch Better Off Dead. There's never a bad mood. Like, there's never a non-Better Off Dead mood. Right?
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. I can't believe you guys got that
right. I hate all those movies.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. What would Andrew rather eat?
Oh.
A, pulled pork. B, sausages. C, filet mignon.
D, pussy.
Good timing. A, pulled pork. B, sausages. C, filet mignon.
Is money an issue here?
No. Money is not an issue. Someone is standing there with three plates, and I get to pick one. What plate do I take? Puke has handed his answer in. Larry's handed his answer in. And Tony is just looking.
A bang
okay.
in the mouth.
Tony wrote B, sausage. Puke wrote B, sausage. Larry wrote B, sausage.
And all I can think about is sausage.
Is that good?
A banger
you're
in the mouth.
Sausage king.
Of Chicago. Abe Froman.
So
you're wrong. You're all wrong.
What the fuck?
Actually, sausage comes in third on that list.
It's got to be pulled pork then.
It is pulled pork.
But you're Jewish.
It's a trick question.
But sausage is pork too.
Yeah.
But, chicken sausage.
It is a trick question because pulled pork, how often do I get to eat pulled pork? Not that often.
I've
never
Thursday,
seen you eat pulled pork.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, I ate it twice in the past week and a half.
Prior to that, never seen you eat pulled pork.
Yeah, well, and filet, that's a rarity. But I'd rather have that than sausage.
Yeah, fuck you, Larry, for not hanging out with Andrew last week.
Yeah, yeah, and seeing him
eat pulled pork for the first time.
All right.
Those first 20 years didn't count. Yeah. It was just that last week that counts.
I'm feeling very unloved here. Next question.
You should.
What would Andrew rather own? If they all were the same price, three cars.
Oh.
If they were all the same price, which one would Andrew rather own? This was also a very hard one for me.
Yeah,
A Mark II Supra, which is a 1981 to 85 Supra Toyota. B, Porsche 944. And these cars are all kind of similar to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, Mitsubishi Starion. These are all 80s pop-up headlights. God damn it. I got to pick up papers. All 80s pop-up headlights, front-engine, rear-wheel drive cars. They all look kind of similar. They're very boxy, wedgy shapes.
Yeah.
It's a guess for me.
Yeah. Yeah, shot in the dark.
Tony put A, the Supra. Puke put C, the Mitsubishi Starion. And Larry put C, the Mitsubishi Starion.
Seems
I actually
right, two people.
Want Ooh, to yeah. double check and make sure. What question is this? Number four.
Andrew's finding himself.
The answer is C.
Yay!
Fuck you, Tony.
So Puke and Larry. So Puke so far is winning by one.
Oh, shit.
Because he was around for the pulled pork.
Yeah, I was.
But he didn't get that one right.
Because you always eat sausage.
You're Details. Right. And we have drops about sausage. We don't have drops about pulled pork.
Not yet.
But we also have drops about stuffing. So
we're all paying
what
attention,
you?
But you're changing your mind.
So I went with the Starion because you always talk about that because it's in
this was tough.
A movie, right?
Yeah, because I love all three of these cars.
Okay.
And the Porsche 944, arguably the best car of the three.
Is the most accessible.
Most accessible, most common.
Therefore, Andrew doesn't want it because
exactly.
it's common. Okay.
The Supra... While I really, really like it, the Starion just looks so cool. And you would, I'm sure the Starion drives yeah. worse.
Yeah,
it's
I think
probably
the Starion
a worse
looks
car.
Worse.
I think it looks phenomenal.
Would it you, looks good, but not as good as the Supra.
Would you rather have a Starion or a Shelby Daytona?
Ooh.
Well, that wasn't part of the question. And yeah, I'd rather have a Shelby. Wait. Oh, you mean the 80s Dodge?
Yeah.
Still front-wheel drive one.
Yeah, no.
No, it was rear-wheel drive.
No, it was front. It was a K car.
Yeah, it was an Omni.
Yeah. It was a K car platform.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought you meant Shelby Daytona from the 60s.
That's wrong.
So, question five. Who is worse in Andrew's mind? And these are things I've talked about on the show. Bikists riding too wide in my lane
okay.
on the road.
Sure.
Grocery dopes, which is the people who are walking through the grocery store and then just stop in the busiest aisle, like in the back aisle of the grocery store where everyone's walking from produce
yeah, yeah.
to frozen
okay.
by the meat. They're just walking along and they stop, or they're in the middle of the aisle and they park their cart on one side and stand on the other side while they get their food and look at every single thing on the shelf.
Mm.
Or C, people who go slow in the left lane. What's Larry looking up?
Nothing.
Nothing about front-wheel drive hatchbacks.
Oh, yeah, it is a front-wheel drive hatchback. So, Larry, A, bikist too wide left in my lane. B, grocery dopes. C,
dosery gopes.
Left lane hoggers.
Doge gopes?
Larry put C. Tony put C. Puke put C. You're all wrong again.
No. Oh, what?
Grocery dopes are the worst.
How often do you run into people in the left lane every day?
I don't run into anybody. Unless it's an air conditioner in a parking garage.
One of those you're conflicted with every day.
Yeah, you never... Well, you do go to the grocery store sometimes, but I feel like you encounter people on the road way more often.
You're right, I do.
You literally moved back to Pittsburgh
from New
Hampshire.
But it wasn't what do I encounter mostly.
Uh-huh.
It's what
you hate.
What enrages me the most, yeah.
People in a grocery store enrage you the most.
Yes, because...
How so?
Okay.
Say, I'm thinking if the left lane dopes are worth 1 point and you see them 40 times a day,
mm-hmm.
that's 40 points.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
On your anger scale.
Times seven, you go for a week.
Okay.
You know, times seven. And if bikers are five,
mm-hmm.
you see a
summer
four times a week.
Yeah.
In
a
the summer.
List.
Yeah.
That's 20. And grocery dopes, you see them once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And are they worth 40 points?
And you can so easily just step around them.
No. No. Mm-hmm. Here's
you're
here's
wrong.
Why.
Here's why you're wrong.
Yeah. Here's why you're wrong.
So my point.
The other two, A and C, the bikes and the left lane people.
You have uh-huh. to go for the cumulative rage.
I'm in my car where I have abilities that I don't have in a grocery store. Like, oh. I can accelerate hard and pass, and I'm kind of protected in my little cocoon,
yeah,
and I can do what I want and say what I want and let out my rage.
Yeah, cage.
Cager.
In a grocery store, I can't. And when I do, I always feel bad afterwards.
Because you're a bad person.
No,
you feel bad.
Yeah.
What you do is you just body check by them, and since you don't have a horn, you just go,
oh,
get by them.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. No.
Phones away from the cords.
Yeah, phones away from my cables. So, here's
farther away.
Here's the reason I feel bad. Because, why is Tony watching videos?
I don't know what's happening. Very distracting.
Bad job. So, here's why.
That was lazy.
We were at Trader Joe's a few weeks ago on a Saturday in Shadyside, a very busy area in Pittsburgh. It was super busy. I'm trying to walk to the finish line, to the register. And I'm walking up an aisle with my little basket, and there's a woman with a cart who just walking really, really slow, and I'm standing behind her kind of stopping my feet so she hears the footsteps.
So this
and then she just totally stops.
This is all new Andrew stuff.
And then I stand there, and I exhale loudly, and eventually she turns around and looks, and I'm so angry. And then she apologizes, and I look so mad,
yeah,
and I feel like an asshole, but not so much that I'm going to say sorry for being an asshole.
Okay.
So it's uncomfortable. I can get comfortably angry on the road. I can't get comfortably angry in a grocery store.
Yeah, see, I have the advantage here because you guys knew Andrew before. Like, you've only started entering grocery stores in, like, what, the last month?
Yeah.
Before then, all you ate was pizza cheese.
Yeah, so we're going off of, like, 20 years of knowledge. Right. Andrew's like, oh, I started going to grocery stores in the trendy side of town.
Yeah.
And that makes me angry.
Part of your job a while ago was going to grocery stores every day.
True.
And I figured I would have heard about this, this complaint.
But here's the advantage I had when I went to those grocery stores for the most
part.
Off
hours.
One, very early or off hours. Two, I was pushing a loud rolly cart. So you heard me coming the whole way across the store. And it was a big, heavy cart, and people would dodge out of the way.
Ah, they were scared of the rolly cart.
Kind of like a tractor trailer hitting their Jake brakes when they're coming up on somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next question. Question six. Who do I like most? A, Larry David. B, J.B. Smoove. Or C, non-curb related, Rowan Atkinson.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to
think about this. Rowan Atkinson
is
himself.
Answer.
He's also Mr. Bean. He also appeared in a Bond film.
Oh.
The other two never appeared in a Bond
Johnny
film.
Also Johnny English.
Yep. J.B. Smoove. He's always J.B. Smoove.
Black.
But he's good.
Can't like
him. And he's black, so yeah, maybe that's... I give him some brownie points, literally. So I just thought of that. And then Larry David is also all of Seinfeld, too, right? And everything that ever happened on Curb.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on with Larry.
It's true.
So.
I feel like it's a trick question.
Tricks are something whores do for money.
All right.
Tricks
so
are
the
for
answers.
Kids.
Tony picks A, Larry David. Puke picks A, Larry David. Larry picks A, Larry David.
Here's something new that I discovered last month.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're all wrong, and I'm going to double check just to make 100% sure. So number six was C, Rowan Atkinson.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's why. With Larry David, there's politics involved if you dive deep enough, and I can't get past that.
Oh, really, yeah.
I can ignore it.
Rowan Atkinson is a car guy.
Exactly. Mm. Larry David drives around in Priuses and BMW i3s.
He does the Prius wave.
Well, he does call people schmohawks when they go slow.
Yeah.
So that I like, but not enough that doesn't redeem him from what he's driving.
This game should be us telling you who you are.
Right. Okay, all right, explain to me why I'm wrong.
Well, it's 3 against 1.
Because you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's 3 against 1?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because you are Larry David.
Democracy.
3 wrong people doesn't make a right. And I'm not Larry David. I'm more George.
Which was based on Larry David.
Yeah, but still. All right. What is the best childhood sports movie in my head?
Oh, fuck.
A, Cool Runnings. This was from my childhood. It is a sports movie. And it's a Disney movie, too, actually.
Oh.
I think it's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. B, The Sandlot.
Hmm.
Or C, The Mighty Ducks.
Ooh.
Favorite now or favorite then?
Favorite now.
I have no idea.
And then. Same answer for both.
I'm going to go with Slapshot.
That's not... I didn't see that as a child.
Oh, well, why not? You didn't have boundaries.
Tony made a pyramid. No, Tony wrote A, Cool Runnings. This person, Larry, wrote C, The Flying Sea. Puke also wrote C.
I went for the hockey movie.
I had Cool Runnings on VHS. I had Mighty Ducks on Laserdisc.
Rich kid.
Neither of that affected my love for the winner, which was A, Cool Runnings. Tony wins.
Fucking
that.
Tony.
Why'd you bring up the Laserdisc thing? What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. Just
he just likes to throw it in.
It was rich.
Face.
Yep.
Guys, forgot.
Rich kid.
It was rich.
Had four-wheelers, Laserdisc.
Also had a Philips CDI.
They were like 300.
You know what that is?
300 CD changer.
It was.
Was that Biker Machines used to play on that?
Yeah, on CDI.
It was
yeah.
a great game.
It was. Okay. Last question. This is a big one. I'm at a fancy work dinner, and I've been like training all day, you know, kind of trapped in the confines of this itinerary, this agenda, and they bring in food. It's super high end, and the caterers come out. They roll out these giant carts, which are basically buffets. I have the choice of three buffets. I am starving.
Three buffets.
And I'm faced with these three buffets.
This is a hell of a dinner.
It's like a big cart, like a train. Three trains.
And they're all awful, by the way.
Oh.
Which one am I going to stick to?
Huh.
So, A, one bar, a little buffet bar, is a weird mollusk and crustacean bar, like, you know, like oysters and mussels and octopus and shit.
Okay.
Like weird seafood.
Seafood.
Yeah, but not like tilapia. Or cod or something.
Shrimp.
Andrew shrimp, once yelled at me for eating calamari.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Two, or B, an olive bar, which apparently is a thing. There are grocery stores up in New England that have olive bars in them.
There's grocery
stores
here.
Yeah, every grocery store here has it.
Really? That's disgusting.
Yeah. People eat olives.
Or three, a sushi bar.
Oh, raw fish.
So A, mollusks
three,
and crustaceans.
Or is it C? Is it letters or numbers?
Sorry, it's written down as three, but it's
30
C.
30 C.
So A, weird mollusk and crustacean bar. B, olive bar. C, sushi bar.
Oh. Well, this one's tough.
It is a tough one. I know. This is like my worst nightmare. Like, I'm starving, and I'm faced with these three choices.
I'm going to go with
puke.
You buy a fucking... God damn it.
A Pop-Tart.
Power sports
It's a
bar.
Liquid dinner.
So Puke thinks I'm going to go for the sushi bar.
Yeah, because sushi bars, maybe
you've ate sushi before.
You could have
I have
shrimp.
I've ate all
shrimp.
These things before.
They have shrimp there.
They don't have shrimp at
they
a sushi bar.
They have shrimp.
I feel like, if anything, shrimp would fit into the mollusk and crustacean bar better than it would the sushi bar.
But the rolls, you get the cream cheese and cucumber and rice rolls.
Yeah. You get like the American one.
Yes,
like,
it's a thing.
Yeah.
You get a cheeseburger sushi.
You've eaten all of those things.
I don't know this. And, you know, am I going to find out? We'll find out.
I don't know this.
Larry also picks C, the sushi bar. Tony.
It's C. Don't even have to do that.
Also picks C. You're all fucking wrong.
Cool.
You're all wrong. I would pick.
I think you're wrong.
At least we're wrong together.
All right, hang on. Let me total it up here.
Actually, we all had our own games here. Who we all didn't want to be your best friend.
Oh, okay. So let's see.
Who could know the least? It's
Tony
got it's a side bet.
Wait, did I do this wrong? Tony got one.
What do you mean?
I think you did do that wrong.
Tony got two.
Two?
I got at least two.
Okay. So Tony got two. Larry got one.
I got at least two.
No, I don't think you did. And Puke got three.
Phew.
Sucks all right. You, Puke.
Well, just in case there was a tie between Tony and Larry, Puke, you can't comment on this until they answer.
Hope.
Which would be... Okay, I'll tell you my answer. I would pick the weird mollusk and crustacean bar.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because it would offend me the least.
Can't drink sewage, obviously.
So
it would offend you the least. Yeah. I'm surprised, because you like it would have octopus.
Yeah, but it's more meat-like.
I guess.
But sushi is fish.
Yeah, but it's raw.
Not all of it.
I don't know.
In Andrew's fucking fantasy world,
in my head, every sushi is a raw eel.
Yeah, sushi is just like...
You think of sushi like your grandma does. Like, I'm not eating that gook raw food.
Okay. Well, what would be my second choice?
Liquid diet.
Olives.
The antipasta.
What? What's that?
That's the olive bar.
Quest bar.
Okay. Tony picks olives. Larry?
Liquid.
Larry?
You just drank.
Whiskey dinner.
Whiskey.
That's probably
What you would really do is just not eat.
That was
and
the appetizer.
Complain later.
Yeah.
You try to find some breadsticks and just have some whiskey.
No, I'd rather eat sushi than olives.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how much I hate olives.
Have you tried Kalamata olives?
That's good.
I don't need to try your different kinds of fucking olives.
Was there an actual tiebreak question for the end of this?
Yeah, it was. What was the second choice?
I mean, not this particular question.
It was just a follow-up to this question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got real creative with that one, didn't you?
So, Puke.
Huh?
You win...
Nothing.
Best friend!
Nope. You win me sending a glass to the first listener to write in via email, show@pukeinthegang.com. I will send them a glass.
Wait, how the fuck does that benefit me?
It doesn't.
What's the glass?
Actually, no matter who won, I was going to send a listener a glass.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to establish that beforehand.
A puke in the gang glass.
Yeah. I was supposed to put stakes out beforehand.
Oh, we should have.
That's why I'm not good at making games.
We should have had like listeners Joe. Assigned to us.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And could have won on behalf of each
yeah,
listener.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I fucked up.
We could do it again.
All right. Rewind.
We could do a multiple question.
So what was it? The first listener that writes us an email?
No, I'm just going to send a glass to a listener.
For the first
one. It has nothing to do with the game,
just
actually.
Well,
I realized.
How do you know which listener, though?
We got the
new
first
best
one
friend.
That writes in to show at pukingthegang.com.
That's what I was asking you to say again, you idiot. That's and you're like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, listener. I'll
anyhow.
He's just bribing his listener to be his new friend.
Yeah.
New best
yeah.
friend.
All right.
New friend.
Yeah.
There's a Craigslist out there for
I
a new
I can't
roommate.
Believe.
We all got the right answer, except for you.
I can't believe Tony wouldn't think I like Rowan Atkinson.
How many questions do we all have the
David?
Same answer on?
Oh, that's why you're
like
winking
four.
At me.
Yeah, I was saying your baby with my eyes.
Oh. Oh, I get that confused with you saying baby to me all the time.
with his eyes.
I've been really trying. Fuck. Have you guys ever seen a quadruple A battery? Well, you're not going to see one now because I forgot it upstairs. Anyway, those exist. That's a thing.
A triple A?
Quadruple A batteries.
Not a dildo battery.
Moving on. what we got here? Hey,
news?
Adjust your mirrors, faggots.
Hmm?
Andrew told me to adjust my mirrors, and it worked out pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
I had my mirrors like too far out. And it actually seems to make sense. But I realized the reason that I have my...
Your mirrors on your car, you're
on
saying.
On my car.
Your side mirrors.
Yeah, not my fucking glasses.
Yeah, well, no one knows what you're talking about.
Mirrors.
Well, you say mirrors.
Yeah. My bathroom mirror was at a weird angle. I couldn't see my face. I kept jumping in front of it trying to beat the mirror reflection. It wouldn't work.
All right. Well, Tony and Larry, where do you guys have your side mirrors positioned? Like, how much of your car can you see in your side mirrors?
Very little.
Very little.
Very little.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I was right. I'm moving them back out.
Okay.
The reason I think I had them so far out
mm-hmm.
is because when you drive...
phone away from...
What is that? Oh,
that cable's my phone.
You did a great job there, hamster.
Yep.
When I would drive in New Hampshire and stuff, like on a two-lane road, a lot of times I come back from your house at night and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the cars behind you, like mm-hmm. trucks especially... Super bright headlights.
Well, just drive faster so you don't have headlight problems.
Oh.
Because that's so easy in New Hampshire to do. But I think that's why I would move the mirrors out is so that the... Because my side mirrors don't dim like the central mirror. So that's probably where I got that habit.
Oh.
But you had me move my mirrors in more so that when I look in the mirror, I'm looking like straight back and then I can back up a little
bit. Well, because there's a good argument for having them pointed out.
Oh, air!
And that argument is...
This canned arrow is a mistake.
Yeah. That argument is to see more of your blind spot. Yeah. Like, what do you need to look at your car for? Right? Like, you know your car's
yeah,
there.
I don't need to see my rear door handles.
Right. So you don't see any of your car?
Yeah. I just see the very outline of it. I mean, it's...
The very edge.
Yeah. I mean...
See, and I always thought that's where I wanted mirrors, too. But I think I would just naturally adjust them in a little further over time. Like, if you asked me, Andrew, where should you put your mirrors? I would tell you, just so you can see the very edge of your fenders or your back doors or whatever it is, your door handle's poking out. But when I get in a car and drive it on a daily basis, I would end up slowly adjusting them inward to a certain extent. So, Puke, explain why.
So you can see stuff behind you.
To a degree, yes.
No, you were saying that when you have the mirrors adjusted in a little bit more, when you go into reverse, you can your mirrors basically are looking straight back
mm-hmm.
instead of at a fucked up angle. Because you look in the mirror, the reflection is at an angle, so you're backing up the car at an angle wise to the reflection in the mirror if you're looking at a straight reference object in the mirror.
So like if you're backing into the garage, which has straight walls, you're looking at a weird angle at the wall, and you can't really be straight.
So I think I'm going
adjusting.
Straight back, but the car is at an angle, mm-hmm. but the mirror is straight to the wall, but the car is not. Yeah, so I thought it
what you should do is if
good.
You have memory settings on your seat, if the mirror settings are the same, just make one your reverse mirror setup and two your forward.
I don't have
setup.
That option.
I do have that option. I think I might try to actually do that.
You also have that cool Euro mirror thing where the the right side mirror like rotates down.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was
a thing. I read my entire owner's manual when I got that car.
And it was all in German. Yeah.
And, yeah, it was pretty intense. But I did not ever quite figure out how to like mess with that mirror. Like it was a weird, like, yeah, you adjust it and then you hit these buttons and it locks it in. And when you put it in reverse, it angles down so you can see the curb when you're parallel parking. And I've seen cars that do this and I know about it. It's not a new thing. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know about it because I've never been in fancy cars.
But it never worked. And then I traded cars with Tony for a few days. Well, he got some tires put on my car and I got in my car again and all of a sudden it worked.
Tony's smarter than you is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened.
I smacked every button in the car twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I...
Really got it.
Yeah.
Or turned it back off.
Who's to say?
But it's been working, and that's great for parallel parking, because it looks right down at your rear tire, so you don't curb your wheel.
Yeah.
However, not so good for backing up, like I'm so used to, looking on the passenger side.
Oh, no.
Because I have long doors. I like to line up with the passenger side against the wall. And when it looks down, it fucks up my angle and it fucks up my my mirror positioning we've been discussing.
Yeah.
So what do I do? Do I disable it? But what if I want to parallel park?
The problem is you don't know how to disable it.
Yeah.
And you'll never figure it out. So I don't.
Tony, borrow my car again and undo what you did.
All right.
Deal.
Push all the buttons twice. That's all he did.
All right, I'll do that.
9 times.
You guys know what a house centipede is?
Yeah, the basement bugs.
Yeah.
What? They're fucking terrifying. I found two of them in this house and killed
them. Thousand-leggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look like a fucking cat hairball moves.
Yep. Yeah, they're always in the basement. They've never graduated upper floors.
Oh, no.
Not this awesome house.
I found them in my bathtub.
Ooh, moving on up.
Yeah.
They're like wet spaces.
I opened the fridge. I don't know if it was like on the bottom of the fridge and like when I opened the door, it disturbed it. I just sure as fuck hope it wasn't inside the fridge. But this is the first one I saw. I opened the fridge and got out like I was preparing for breakfast, and all of a sudden this fucking, you know, hairy thing was like across the floor, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And I, because I haven't seen this type of centipede before.
Which bug is Andrew Moore afraid of? Yeah. A, house centipede. B, spider. C, ants.
Well, ants you can kill, so you're not afraid of them. Spiders you are terrified of.
But ants will have the easiest time crawling up one's butt.
Ah, they're small. I don't think they could lift the cheeks. Well enough. Unless you sleep in a weird squat position.
Or you got a loose butthole.
Yeah. But anyway, so I found the fucking house centipede. It had ran across over by some shit near Andrew's desk. And I found it. And I like went to squish it with a napkin. And when I did, I lifted it up. And the legs were like ripped off the centipede but still moving. And I was like, what is it? Then I looked it up.
It's going to be a thousand little centipedes now.
Yeah. I thought it was going to like hydra itself into more. I found out, I looked it up, and I was like, what kind of, I knew it was a centipede, but what the fuck? And it turns out it's called a house centipede, and I guess they're not that bad, they're not poisonous, and they hunt, like, hunt ants, but they're gross as fuck. And then I was moving some boxes, I was looking for
something. I think they really stink when you crush them, too.
Oh, really? I haven't noticed that. But I moved a box, involved. And an even bigger one, like, they fall down on the ground and just run towards everything, and it's fucking freaky as shit.
Do either of you guys have any house pests?
Yeah, what's your most terrifying house pest?
I get a spider every once in a while, but I got no problems.
I kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously.
Well, Larry has a cat and a dog that probably handles mostly everything.
My cat's useless.
Cat's a bitch.
Yeah. Cat doesn't eat shit.
Puke's cat doesn't do anything.
No.
Cat's like, yeah, it's not food.
Yeah, no, it's not. He's never had to chase anything for food. So.
Yeah.
Tony?
If I get a flying insect, it freaks the fuck out of my dog.
Yeah.
So like he's not
afraid of thunder, or lightning, or fireworks, or gunshots.
He's real afraid of vapes.
But if there is a buzzing fly in the room, he just goes wild.
What does he do?
He just hides and
oh my
shivers.
God, really? Really? I thought you meant like barks at it.
No, it's the same as any other dog would do for lightning or thunder and stuff. We need one of those thunder blankets. Yeah.
What?
It's a heavy blanket that dogs can crawl under.
A thunder blanket? That's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a gay thing for gay owners of gay dogs. Thunder blanket.
Only the gay ones.
I want a thunder blanket.
They're very flamboyant. You know, sequins and rhinestones and stuff
the
all over them.
Blazer.
Lightning bolts.
Yeah. They make weighted blankets for people. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
I'm curious about that. I'd like
to try one.
I think it would, yeah, because I like Especially if they made like a thin one for the summertime.
What about the...
Yeah, you could steal this from the doctor's office when they're giving you x-rays or something.
Oh, oh that's right.
Those curtains.
It's more of a bib.
Well, what about the... like you go to a hotel. You don't have a weighted blanket, but it's tucked in so tightly, it's like the heaviest blanket ever.
No, I hate... hotels are the worst because, yeah, all their blankets are very thin.
Who likes the tucking of the blankets like that?
I like an amount of tuck.
You I like for your toes to be curled down so hard,
no,
it's painful.
That's why I said an amount.
Why?
But it... I don't know, because I hate it when the sheets get bunched, when I can feel them bunching around my legs.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. I like it to be more of a tent across my legs or something.
That's weird. Larry tuck or yeah. No tuck?
Sounds like Puke knows Andrew, but Andrew doesn't know Puke.
we've established this.
We've established
this. It's just one-sided.
He knows I like Nazis.
Hey, any of you can make a game for the rest of us.
Andrew, I have a confession.
Huh?
Syrup fridge is good.
Okay. Well,
what was that?
Hang on. Let's finish the hotel thing. Tuck or no tuck?
You say syrup fridge?
Hold on. We'll get into
okay.
that.
I like my feet tucked, but I don't like it tucked where it's slamming my feet down.
Ew.
Jesus. What so if you want to roll over?
I'll untuck and then put the blanket under my feet.
Oh, that's
okay.
Yeah.
That's because you're in control of the under
tuck.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work.
No, it's not.
Nah.
You just pick your feet up and then it wafts under.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tony?
Strange.
Oh, absolutely no tuck, but the blanket and the sheet, the top comforter and the sheet have to be absolutely parallel.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, if there's,
or no sheet.
Oh, yeah. If there's any sort of bunching or anything, if there's any space not equal to each other, it's...
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got to be
any misalignment. No. So many times I had this blanket for a while, for the better part of a year, and it would never really grip the sheet very well. So throughout the night, the sheet would always start going away, like downward, and the blanket would stay up, and... whenever I made my bed, it'd be all nice and equal and in sync with one another. And then throughout the night, it would kind of detach. And I would just eventually kick the sheet off the bed and never, ever use the sheet. I got a new blanket from Sam's Club, and it adheres to the sheet very well.
Oh,
no matter how much bunching and twisting and flipping and all that happens, still aligned. I like it.
Hmm.
Back to using the sheet.
Hmm.
Sheet's not worth it if it doesn't stick. That's all I'm saying. All right, so I'm with Tony. You and Larry are kind of insane.
Okay.
So explain the syrup fridge.
Syrup fridge.
So
the method of storing syrup.
So there's two methods of storing syrup. It's either in the pantry.
Or the trash.
Or the fridge.
Oh, fridge.
Yeah, and there's many liquid things that you're kind of ambiguous about, ketchup. Where does ketchup go?
Yeah.
Does ketchup go in the fridge? Does it go in the pantry?
No need to refrigerate.
Is there not?
How many restaurants have you been where there's ketchup on the table?
None.
All of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, yeah.
But at home, you put it in the fridge.
Yeah, I just put everything in the refrigerator.
So a while back, we had a theory. We'd ask many people this question.
And this is like 17 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Or more.
This should have been a multiple choice, but it's my opinion. So I'm a fan of the pantry. Have been for years. And still, until I started getting some income and buying my own syrup.
So Larry recently got some income and bought his own syrup like last week.
I got that syrup money. No, so I like real syrup.
Like Vermont shit.
Yeah.
Out of a tree.
Straight tree jizz.
Tree cheese?
What do I have the real syrup? It's better in the fridge.
Really?
It doesn't get too cold. It's always
it
been that way.
Flow?
I submit all syrup always better in the fridge.
Nope. Log cabin, keep that shit in the pantry.
No, because you just make it cold and then it just numbs it. The syrup should be thick. Warm syrup is just an extra mess.
Syrup is gross. I don't like it.
I haven't had it in a long time.
But you have very strong opinions about it.
I do. Oh, absolutely.
Because it used to be a syrup.
I don't have
spurt.
Olives very often either, but I have very strong opinions about those.
There's a lot of foods you never had.
I have very strong opinions about.
Yeah, but no.
I'm not going to get into that topic, though.
Yeah. What makes it better?
Well, the real syrup tends to crystallize if you keep it in the pantry.
Okay.
So by keeping it in the fridge, it keeps it a liquid mass.
So it's taken you almost 20 years.
Well, I've never bought the real stuff.
Mm.
So the whole concentration of the idea is it needs to be a liquid mass. when it's in the fridge and it's a fake syrup, I feel like it gets too thick. But with the real syrup, it's just the right consistency.
I like the thick.
That's what she said.
But this is a very long debate. I think we should poll the public.
Okay.
We need to make a TV show, put it on Netflix, and just find out from a massive number of people.
Syrup questions.
We'll cover all sorts of hot button issues. Paul Hogan or Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
This goes back to my idea of
the... I did a game on the show last year, which is better, and that was one of the questions.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, yeah. We all know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Hogan.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
No. God damn it.
Australians are always better. Andrew,
what?
Are you faking it?
I don't want to get into that.
Ah, fuck.
Time to wrap up. We'll get into that later, possibly with Brett.
Maybe a PCL?
Yeah, maybe a PCL.
All right. I got plans. I feel like I had an interesting conversation with coworkers, and I think I should get into maybe some of the religion stuff of my family.
Right now?
No.
Okay.
And a future PCL as well.
Fair enough.
Talking about like the... Because we had a conversation about like, you know... I forget what we were doing.
I was shocked at how far your parents took this stuff.
That people actually, like, if you thought Jesus was going to return soon, why would you do anything? And I said, yeah, I have experience with that. So I'm going to get into that someday. I need to flesh that out.
Are we doing a podcast from the road?
Oh, yeah. With Brett, when we're driving, we'll have plenty of hours.
Oh,
and I'm going to bring this thing.
Bring that zone.
Yeah.
Brett has one, too.
Say we have 32 hours of
driving.
Driving.
Yeah.
Andrew yelling at people in the left lane.
Yeah, it's going to be a
not a thing he does.
We're going to the south. It's going to be great. And people go fast. And roads are big.
Yeah, yeah. Hillary Clinton for president.
No, Andrew's going to yell at bikers pushing shopping carts in the left lane.
You schmohawk.
I thought you meant the Harley bikers.
That'll work.
It's about Pickers and Gang. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show. You can go and find us at iTunes and... No, not Stitcher. We have Patreon, and we have the VIP, and you can help us out with all that shit. PewDieTheGang.com/VIP or the Patreon. Rock out! I couldn't think of anything else to say, so I just figured like, we might as well go home now. I've only murdered once on Airbnb, so my rating should be pretty good.
I want to go to Brownsville and hang out with illegals.